This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk. The 92nd Oscars announced that The Maiden and Apollo 11 lead the Oscar documentary feature shortlist. Congratulations to film director Alex Holmes and Tracy Edwards. This film has now received 5 wins and 8 nominations from around the world. Here is an excerpt from our interview with film director Alex Holmes when he was in our studio with Tracy Edwards on Salesport Talk at Sports Byline on June 25th, 2019.
Guest is Alex Holmes, director of Maiden. We talked about this movie, which has been an official selection at many prestigious film festivals. And Alex, before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a British filmmaker, producer and director, and I started out life as a documentary maker, spent a long time making drama and worked, made a miniseries and things like that for HBO, but then found my way back to documentaries, which are my first love, and I'm very pleased to be here with this film because this has been an absolute labor of love. It's a great story. It's an inspiring tale, and the character at the heart of it, Tracy Edwards, is a remarkable woman who the world needs to meet.
And from where in the UK do you hail?
Originally, I was born and brought up on the Welsh borders, a very remote part, pretty landlocked, I have to say, for any sailors listening. But now I live and work in southwest London.
Okay. Yes, I remember going to Chester. It said the gateway to Northern Wales. But you were like way in there.
I'm even remoter and sadder than that. So.
Very good.
Can you tell us a little bit about that journey that you had collecting material for this documentary?
Well, it started actually when Tracy came to speak at my daughter's elementary school. She was just 11 years old and about to move on to big school. It was an exciting evening. But that year, the school had mixed it up and got a guest speaker to come and say some words to the children. And I knew from the moment Tracy started speaking that she was a remarkable character. She has great energy and drive. And as she started to tell her story about how she'd had this dream about sailing around the world and that she was determined to pursue it, but that everybody had tried to stop her and tell her that they couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't do this, she had just never given up and never taken no for an answer. And I just could see a film unfolding in front of my eyes. I have to admit that my first instinct was that this would have to be a dramatic film because all this stuff happened, you know, at sea a long way from land in the salt water and the damp, and this was in the era before iPhones when it was difficult to capture that sort of stuff. So I had imagined it would be with actors, we'd write a script and it would be exciting. And then it was only later that Tracy told me they'd actually had cameras on board the whole way around. And that was a great moment for me because my first love is documentary, and so the opportunity to tell this story in that form was a gift, really.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. I'm highly confused right now. That was a commercial that was an interview with me in it, so that was not live. I have no idea what that just was for the last 3 minutes. All right, welcome back to Live Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. It is 9:40, and we are here, as always, with our friends at SalesportTalk.com. Patty Mangan joins us once again, and Heather Thomas. They are on the second leg of the Ocean Globe Race, circumnavigating the world. And you guys are both in Cape Town right now, is that right?
No. Heather's in Cape Town. Hi, Heather.
Yeah, I'm in Cape Town. Oh, yeah, I'm in Cape Town right now.
Oh, okay. It says they are in Cape Town, so that's wrong. Heather is in Cape Town.
Okay. Maiden is in Cape Town as a boat, yeah. As a crew, we're all in Cape Town.
Okay, so first of all, give us a little South African flavor. What's it like down there right now?
It's really lovely at the moment. It's just coming into spring, so it's beautiful weather. We had a bit of spicy weather coming into Cape Town. We had like 30 knots, so quite a strong winds upwind, which was a bit fruity to come into Cape Town. But it's nice.
I've seen it as high as 43. Recorded as being during your last few hours.
Yeah, it kind of did gust up to probably 43 was the max. It's right at the end. It's all right.
So Rick, you know, we've interviewed Tracy before with The Maiden when she She did the first voyage. And this particular race, the Ocean Globe race, is what's called a retro crew race, and which is really quite fascinating and interesting in terms of all the boats were built before 1988. And many of the boats participated in earlier, what was called the Whitbread and then the Volvo race, including the Maiden. So this is pretty amazing, Heather, to be on that boat and racing again.
It's very cool to go back to basics, back to like the early sailors, the early racers, and use celestial navigation and use all of the traditional ways of finding weather forecasts. And so it's a very much a challenge that's different from the modern sailing races that you have.
There's no tech at all.
Yeah, we're not even allowed digital music or phones, so we have cassette players on board. So that's how we're entertaining ourselves with cassette playing.
Can you tell us about the route? Where are you starting and where are you finishing?
So we started in Southampton in September, and we are now in Cape Town. The next stop is Auckland in New Zealand, and then Punta del Este, Uruguay. And then we'll be back in Southampton to end the race. Yeah, so it's only four stops total. So we'll be rounding the Cape of Good Hope in the next leg and rounding Cape Horn in the leg after that. It's interesting. A lot of races nowadays don't go through the Cape Horn, so.
When I watched the animation of the race on the website, I was like, wait a minute, that's it? You're going to pull off that length of race each time over typically 40 days and then be back. I was like, wow. Is this typical? Because I'm kind of thinking, wow, this is really eliminating a stop or two.
Yeah, it's definitely very much long legs. A lot of us haven't done such long crossings before. But yeah, it is what it is. It's an endurance race, and it's definitely interesting.
Has there been any mutinous pushback, or is everyone getting along? I hate to use the word swimmingly.
No, we're a pretty harmonious crew on board. We're all here because we love to sail, and we're all here because we want to race and we want to be competitive, and we believe in the project and the goal of the project. So. It's all pretty harmonious. Yeah, no gossip there, unfortunately.
It's an all-female crew.
Yes, that's correct.
As it was back in the day. And then you also got a program, the Maiden Factor. You have time to do the educational aspect of the program. Is that right?
Yeah, so in this stop here, we've got some charities that are going to be coming and visiting the boat. And bringing some young girls from the communities around the Cape Town area to visit the boat and hear the story. And then they can take that back to their communities as well, which is pretty awesome. And then in addition to that, we're also fundraising. So we'll be fundraising the whole way around. I believe the last leg we were fundraising for the elimination of forced marriages. I'm not sure on the next one, but, look at the social media and we'll let you know. Our goal is to fundraise to get as many girls into education as possible. There's still 120 million girls around the world that don't have access to education, which is something that we're really passionate about, trying to bridge that gap, the gender inequality gap, but also whilst racing and doing something really cool and awesome that we love to do.
That's very noble. We're speaking with Heather Thomas, captain of the Maiden, which is part of the second leg right now, the Ocean Globe Race, circumnavigating the world, going from Southampton in Hampshire there in England all the way around the world. Can you tell us about any perilous moments? I mean, I think about ocean cruises of the past. They didn't know about scurvy and they didn't know about longitude and some other things, but other than that, are you guys still bare bones? And have you had a couple of iffy moments?
Yeah, for sure. With any long passage, you're going to have some issues along the way. We personally had a few issues with our mainsail. At one point, we had to in the middle of around about 25 knots and a big sea state, take the entire mainsail off, bring it down below, fix it by hand and put it back on, which was quite a process. But the girls did an amazing job at, we managed to get the sail back on within 24 hours, which I think is pretty impressive. And it's just those little things like that, which is really good training for the next two legs are going to be in the Southern Ocean. So it's going to be huge sea states, a lot more wind. And, you know, there's a lot more danger involved in that. So I think definitely had a good training leg in the last leg. We still came second in our class and third overall.
Yeah.
So we are impressed with that, and hopefully we can beat that for the next leg.
The Flyer class involves all boats that have been that have raced this particular race before. It's fascinating. All the listeners should really go look at the OGR website and read it up. Your competitors had problems and had to fall back. Somebody saved another, like a guy in a canoe or something, way out 90 miles off the coast. It's very dramatic. And
yeah.
The other thing I want to bring up is that there are two movies that would really that the listeners would enjoy. That was The Maiden with Tracy Edwards, her first race around the world and the legs that she won, and then The Weekend Sailor with Ramon Carlin, who was a Mexican entry in the race, and their unbelievable story. And that film, if you haven't seen it, Heather, you should see it.
I haven't. No.
It's really entertaining. I took my father to it, and I had no idea how good it was going to be. And I kept turning and looking at him and going, can you believe this film? So I would highly recommend both those films. You yourself raced in the Clipper race.
Yes,
and
I
so did
yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah.
We love the Clipper race. We completely have covered it over the years as we are following all the racing going on. And what can you share about the Clipper race?
Yeah, so I was 19 when I did the Clipper race. Wow. So I was the nipper of the crew. Uh-huh. I got a bursary from the Andrew Simpson Sailing Foundation to do it back then in 2016, I think. It's a while back. And I was very lucky to have Wendy Took as my skipper, who was a huge mentor for me and really, really inspired me to continue into more ocean sailing and more ocean racing. I really matured over that experience. And I can kind of see similarities with some of the younger members of the crew and what they're going through in this experience and how life-changing that will be for them. So it's something quite beautiful to see. It's like a full circle.
Uh-huh.
If you could take one little creature comfort from home or accoutrement that you really miss right now out on this ship, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. I've lived on boats for the last 8 years. So I kind of just love being on boats, and I don't really have any showers. When we're at sea, we don't have a shower, which is, you don't really think about it most of the time, but it is quite nice when you get into port to be able to shower. And I think just peace and quiet on a boat. We've got 12 crew, and it's quite a crammed, it's only 58 feet, so you're never really on your own. So I think when you get to land, it's nice to have a little bit of peace and quiet, and just reflect on the journey you've been through and all of the memories you've made along the way.
Well, we wish you the best in this race. You know, safety, speed, fun.
Yeah.
A little, handle the drama, but keep it low.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
No, just thank you very much for having me on the show, and thank you for your support and all of the listeners' support out there. And if you have a chance to check out the website, the OGR website or the Maiden website, then you can learn a little bit more about what we do. And we're on obviously all the social channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well, I believe.
Yeah, it's an exciting race.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting. And the next year is going to be pretty exciting for all of us.
Yeah.
That's Captain Heather Thomas joining us from Cape Town, South Africa, on the Maiden in the Ocean Globe race. And find out more about all this and those links at sailsporttalk.com. Heather, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, and Patty, good having you on again, and we'll see you next week.
Fair winds. Thanks.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.